Welcome to another episode of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner. I am one third of the Nerdcast crew. My podcasting partners Jay and Matt couldn't be here today, but that's all right. I should be able to hold this episode down on my own. Or, well, I guess we'll find out in a minute.
What happened?
Okay, that was One Hour Motel with their song Nude Ventriloquist. Now I'm going to sound biased because I know one of the guys in that band, but Nude Ventriloquist is one of the coolest song titles I've ever heard. Just saying. So, let's talk Captain America for a minute. My wife's stepson and I watched Captain America the Winter Soldier last night, actually. It was on Stars. It's a great movie. So we're like, hey, why the hell not? Let's just watch it. So it got me thinking. This is the, third movie that we've seen Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow. And that character is badass. And Scarlett Johansson does a great job with that character. And I know there was something online a few weeks ago. I don't know if it was discovered in like a leaked email or just some studio executive not knowing what the hell he was talking about. I guess the question was posed, how come we don't have any more, or there haven't been any female, featured superhero movies, you know, as of late? And apparently they were referencing movies that were total crap, that just bombed. I think they referenced Supergirl from, 1984, Halle Berry's Catwoman, which cracks me up because all you had to do was watch the trailer for that movie, and you're like, this movie's going to be absolute crap. It's like, you know, spoiler alert, how did you not know this movie was going to suck? Then there was, they referenced Elektra, which I had no desire to see that, because even after seeing Daredevil, which wasn't the worst comic book, you know, adaptation ever. Just, it just wasn't good. But everybody says about that movie, watch the director's cut, watch the director's cut. It's like a totally different movie. I even heard Kevin Smith say that on one of his more recent podcasts. So I'm going to add that to my list to things to watch. So, but anyway, so Elektra, that bombed. And what was the other one? We had Catwoman, Elektra, Supergirl. Ah, crap. Well, I can't remember the other one, but those are all valid points. Those movies didn't do well and just sucked. But then people were making the points, well, look at Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, easily the worst comic book adaptation ever. I don't know why Joel Schumacher hates Batman the way he does. You took a badass character and just drove that franchise into the ground. And say what you want about Tim Burton, you know, not being very savvy in the comic book world, kind of like making his own movie, you know, doing his own vision or interpretation of Batman. But Batman and Batman Returns were, I liked them a lot. They're both good. I own both, actually. And, you know, I watch them from time to time. Great films, but Schumacher just screwed that franchise. Again, not a newsflash, just, you know, reiterating things people already know, but Okay, so that sucked. Both those movies sucked. Forever and Batman and Robin. Then you got Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. Oh my God, what a disappointment. I actually paid money to see that in the theater. And that was total crap. Seeing movies like that give me hope that I could be a studio executive one day. Because I'm like, hey, look, here's a total piece of crap. And I'm going to make millions off of it. What else we got? Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. That's even worse than Green Lantern. Holy crap. Now, granted, I don't know a whole lot about Johnny Blaze or the Ghost Rider mythos and origin, all that. But the first movie, I didn't mind. Now, my other buddies out there who are more comic book savvy, like I know Matt and Jay, I don't think they liked that one at all. I didn't mind the first one. And so I gave the second one, you know, a shot. Again, paid money to see it in the theater. Crap. Not one cool thing happened in that movie at all. So I'm trying to erase that from my memory. What other one do I want to reference? Of course, well, Daredevil gets hit a lot, which I can kind of see why. What else? I'm trying to think if I had one more on the brain. Well, that's it for now, but you see my point. There have been many bombs where it's been a male superhero, you know, male Hollywood leads, and you've had a handful of female superheroes, and because they didn't do well, like, we're just not going to do it again. So I don't understand that logic. Luckily, we're finally going to get Wonder Woman in theaters. She's going to make her debut in March of 2016 alongside Batman and Superman in Batman v. Superman Dawn of Justice. I know they've been trying to get Wonder Woman on the big screen for, God, the better part of a decade or more. And it just keeps falling through. Always different writers or producers. And always everybody wanting to go their own way. And, you know, the same old, you know, Hollywood BS. So I'm glad we're going to get Wonder Woman on the big screen now. And I think, I have to look it up, but I think it's, 2017 is when she gets her solo movie? It's somewhere in there. So I'm all on board for that. I'm glad we're going to get that. So, but anyway, back to my point regarding Black Widow and Scarlett Johansson. We saw her, first in Iron Man 2. Then they bring her back for the first Avengers movie. Then we got the Winter Soldier. Then, of course, Avengers Age of Ultron. But watching her in Winter Soldier last night, that character is badass. And she could easily get her own, standalone film. And now, granted, of course, I'm sure we have a lot of the other guys, featured in the movie in some way, shape, or form. Nick Fury, Hawkeye, or even Maria Hill, Captain America make an appearance, something like that. But that character is strong enough to carry a movie, on her own. And of course, I think Scarlett Johansson has the star power to do that also. But female superhero, blah blah blah. Will it make money? Can we market it? All that crap. And I don't think we need to go the full-blown, origin story. I know in spoilers, if you see Avengers Age of Ultron, you kind of get, they kind of go back in time. When Scarlet Witch was messing with Black Widow's head, you kind of see her, hallucinating or remembering some of her training, to become that Russian, spy or assassin. I think if you do a movie where she's kind of faced with the people who, created her, manipulated her, and maybe do a couple flashbacks. I think that would be cool, but I don't think you need to go the full-blown origin route. And so I was thinking, so you got Black Widow, then of course you got Hawkeye. Now I think Hawkeye is, badass as well. And Marvel can't lose these days. So if you get the right, same producers, good writers, I think he could get a standalone also. But me personally, I'm thinking if you're going to go that route, but if I had to pick between the two characters, I'm going Black Widow first. I definitely think Hawkeye should be in the movie. I mean, they're definitely, close. They've been in the trenches together. And we saw some chemistry between those two characters, especially in the first Avengers movie. So I think no matter who maybe gets a standalone movie first, I still think you got to feature one of the characters in either the movies there. That's just my opinion. So that's the question I'm posing. Let's just say you got a Black Widow movie or a Hawkeye standalone movie. What do you think personally? Which one would you rather see? If you can only green light one of these movies, which one's it going to be? So that's the question I'm going to pose to you guys. Also, we have, I know we got a Facebook page now, pretty sure. We also have Twitter and Instagram, but I think Twitter might be the best way to hit us up on this. Or, of course, our website, nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. Maybe I'll put a little blog post about this topic also. Just kind of a little, rant, rave about Black Widow and Scarlett Johansson. And it's not because Scarlett Johansson is, mega hot and looks awesome in leather. I think, Black Widow's an awesome character and deserves that standalone movie. So what do you think? Do we go Hawkeye? Do we go Black Widow? What do you think? Thoughts that a nerd thinks of. That's what this is. So anyway, until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.